It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton. Happy New Year to everyone. And I want you to know that I appreciate you joining me here each week for our 15-minute outdoor visit. We do try to cover the bases on our outdoor show. Today, our guest is Mr. Shane Davies. Now, Shane is a self-proclaimed river rat, but he's an excellent fishing guide, and he fishes streams and rivers. He knows a whole lot about that, and one of his young clients recently caught a new state record striper. That's what we're going to talk about today. Shane, thank you very much for being with us, buddy.
Well, good morning, Luke, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir. And congratulations to you and your buddy, your client there, the youngster that caught the new state record, the junior angler's record. What's his name?
Jeremy Croft of Mesquite, Texas.
Lives in Mesquite. Well, I lived in Mesquite for many years, and I've written for the Mesquite News for many, many, many years. That's one of the papers that runs my newspaper column. So, hometown boy, that's good. Well, tell us a little bit about now the junior anglers catch and release state record. Tell us what you know about that. I know this is the new record, but what record did it actually break?
Here's what's very interesting. That's actually in that junior angler catch and release category. If you look up on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website, virtually every game fish has been represented. Now, you got to remember, these fish, just because there's not a species entered as a record, doesn't mean you can just send in any old entry. The Parks and Wildlife has a minimum length requirement before a fish can even be considered. And to this date, I verified this on the website, to this date, there has been, nobody has satisfied that minimum length requirement, which I believe is, it's 34 inches to even be entered. So that was a first for that program. That really helps round out their catch and release program, and which I am just a big proponent of, putting these fish back in the river. And, you know, it's easy to say, but we back it up with the way we fish. Like I said, we use 100% circle hooks and whatnot. If we do use bait, and we handle these fish with the utmost respect. Seeing these young people, the junior angler program really encompasses any angler that's under the age of 17. So that's that category. And it's just exciting to see these young people catch fish. Jeremy was so excited. And literally, that was also the largest fish he's caught of any kind, freshwater or saltwater. So he was just really, really excited about it. And his dad was right there to witness it. His dad, Dustin Croft, also of Mesquite. He's a police officer there with the Mesquite Police. It was really great to be a part of. And actually, that's the second entry we squeaked in for 2011. The first one was back in March. Garrett Lehrman catch the junior angler catch and release smallmouth bass with me down on the Devil's River. He and his father were on a 3-night, 4-day trip with me on the Devil's, and he caught a 20.5-inch smallmouth for that under 17 junior angler state record. So it's just great to be a part of. I mean, these young people are never going to forget this, and I'm right there. And, you know, I really believe that when these kids are young people and these young are hooked on this, on the river fishing, you know, the kayak fishing, being out on the water and just being outdoors, period. I'm sure you know this. I mean, when kids are exposed to outdoors, young people, they really take to it. And it's a blessing just to be a part of it.
You bet. It's a lot of fun getting them out, too. I spend a lot of time with youngsters duck hunting and deer hunting, too. Take them out, and you can see some of them take to it a little bit slower than others, and others are just seem to, even their first time out, they're kind of naturals, you know. But it's very important to take kids out and get them exposed. Somebody has to do it, and I'm glad it's us. You know, we get to have the fun of being there. Well, now, can tell us I think the Brazos, right, is where this was
yes,
caught.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Middle Brazos, yes, sir.
Yeah, and you know, this the winter time. A lot of people don't realize it, but for stripers, even in the reservoirs, winter is a prime time to catch big ones, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. It really is. Obviously, they're a fish that thrives in cooler water temperatures, And this time of year, you know, we're getting water temperatures in, you know, the mid to upper 40s. And we're, well, some species of fish will, you know, will slow down. Stripers ramp up, and they'll go on a little bit of a spree. They really enjoy the cooler temperatures and really thrive in a river environment.
Well, Shane, let's think about targeting bigger stripers in rivers. Say the Brazos, for instance. That's one that you know a whole lot about.
Right.
What type waters are you going to look for when you're trying to find? Say you don't, maybe a stretch of river you've never even fished before, and you're down it with your kayak or whatever. What kind of waters do you want to look for?
Well, I'm looking for, especially when you're targeting the bigger fish, you're not talking about in some of these smaller rivers, and this is true in a similar situation anywhere that you might encounter a small river like this. You're going to look for several things. Stripers aren't going to relate. They like a good hard pack, a good gravel or rocky bottom. So, I mean, when we're going down the river, if I'm going down the river on a river I've never been on, I'm going to be looking for. And they'll be in shallower water than you think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jeremy's fish came out of 3 foot of water, and that was a 41-inch striper. That's something that most people don't consider ideal striper water, but stripers are highly adaptable to whatever environment they're in. As long as the water quality is there, they'll be in skinnier water than you might think. It's almost like stocking redfish on the flats. I'm sure you've probably done that. And we do it from kayaks. So really, for the kayak angler going down a river that he's never been, I mean, there's nothing wrong with just sticking a paddle down. You know what? You get more than half that paddle covered up, and you've got good hard bottom or some hard-packed gravel and rock and chunk rock. You can feel that with the end of your paddle. You don't even need a bottom. If you got it, you know, if you got something that'll swallow up most of your paddle, 6 foot, you know, paddle or whatnot, that's somewhere. And it's in a bend in a river or near a creek, and it's got any type of a water change depth to it. I mean, you can. That is an area that can hold fish.
Well, you know, streams and rivers have structure just like reservoirs. And the mouth of a creek, a feeder creek, you know, that's during flood times, those areas usually erode out, and there's a deep hole there. Was there any current when the fish was caught? Was there much moving water at all?
We've got right now, we are at a low flow period. Our winters are typically like this, so we actually had 20 cubic feet a second, which is pretty much consistent all throughout the upper and middle Brazos right now.
So there's a little current, and a lot of times if there is current, you know, I fish rivers, and not nearly as much as you do, of course, Shane, but I love to get in a, I have a little boat that's called a new canoe, and I fish the Brazos some with it, and I love to get in there and get in that slack water, that eddy water, you know, a lot of times around the bends in the rivers, and not just for... honestly, I've never really targeted stripers. I want to do that in the Brazos, but, you know, fishing for bass. That's usually a lot of times those roots hanging out on the banks, the exposed root systems of trees. It's a good place, but that slack water, that's usually pretty good if there's a current, right, you know?
Absolutely. I'm sitting there, I'm envisioning you know, a big 20-inch plus feisty river bass,
mm-hmm,
jumping on a buzz bait, just in that type of scenario. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
That is very, very exciting fishing. And the thing about fishing a stream or a creek or a river, it's just so exciting. Every bend you have, even after you've been down it 1,000 times like you have, I bet you're still anticipating what you're going to see when you round that bend, aren't you?
Absolutely. Not only in the river itself, but I mean, I'm amazed at the waterfowl. We literally had hundreds of waterfowl that were in different areas of the river, ducks and whatnot, herons, and I mean, literally ospreys, red-tailed hawks. We saw several ospreys, just continuously as we went down the river and got to see them hunt and whatnot. And it's just, I mean, and we never saw, you know, other than a couple of duck hunters, really never saw anybody all day. And that's pretty much how it is this time of year. And, that, you know, what's not to love about that?
That's just too much fun. Folks, our guest is guide Shane Davies. And Shane makes his living taking people fishing and showing them how much fun they can have on rivers, small rivers, big rivers, and streams. And also, you know, the Brazos is, I guess, your home water, Shane. But you guide other places too, don't you?
Absolutely. Texas has a lot to offer in the way of rivers, and I'm always looking for the next great adventure. And I touched on it earlier, but one of our are one of the most premier pristine paddle backcountry paddle destinations right now in our state is on the Devil's River, which is on the north end of Lake Amistad, near Del Rio. And I do multi-day trips, a 3-night, 4-day trip down there, and it's out of the kayaks and it's high adventure, and we get back in where we're just simply there's just no people. All we see is sheep and wildlife and just some of the most beautiful rugged terrain you can imagine, just giant high cliffs. It's like Big Bend but with water, and it's also a literally a world-class smallmouth destination. So we had 11 last spring, 11 smallmouth over 20 inches, and that's great fishing, and it's some of the best smallmouth fishing I've seen in a very long time.
Well, Shane, for people that maybe have never fished streams and rivers, you can take them. How many folks could you take with you? I'm not sure exactly if you fish them just out of your boat or if you bring multiple boats.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I try to be flexible. Of course, I utilize several different types of paddle craft. One would be canoes, traditional canoes, Old Town, Discovery, 17-foot. Canoes, and then also sit on top kayaks, either single or tandem. And what I can do is I can have somebody in the canoe with me. It really depends on the. I like to tune my trips to where my customers are at. For instance, Jeremy and his father, this was literally their first time to get kayaking is something they're looking at getting into and investing in, and in father and son time on their own, and they wanted to see what it was all about. And so literally, not only did they have a whole lot of angling experience, they had virtually no kayaking experience, but yet we had a great day, caught some amazing fish, including a state record and several personal bests for them. The father caught the biggest largemouth he's ever caught, and they took home a really nice mess of channel cat for the table. Some really solid 22 to 27 inch channel cat, big fat shouldered. I keep thinking about the plays that were on those things.
You bet. Well, a river.
Getting hungry.
You bet. The river. I tell you, the catch and release is wonderful, but the channel cat, they are very well released into cooking oil. One of my favorite fish to eat.
Greek.
And yes, and the river. There's something about those fish that make their living in the river. They get plenty of exercise with current, and I tell you what, I truly think they just taste better,
I would have to definitely agree.
Well, Shane, I tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to make sure that all of our listeners can use you as a sounding board, really, for their river adventures, where they can contact you. And, I know that you'll share information with them, and maybe if they're very, novices, or they might want to give you a buzz and get in a kayak with you and let you show them how it's done. Tell them how the best way to contact you is, Shane.
Well, if anybody, of course, they can call me on my cell phone, and that number is 214-418-9786, or you can always follow River Run Guide Service on Facebook, and that's you can go to Shane Davies Guide on Facebook and check out River Run Guide Service. See our latest catches. There's a nice little album of Jeremy's catch being documented. I think I shared that with you on Facebook.
You bet.
Yesterday, yeah. So people want to take a look at that. That's really the best way. I've also got my email. That's you can reach me at email at shanedaviesguide@gmail.com. That's shanedaviesguide@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to help you work up a trip that'll just be perfect, and whatever group we need to accommodate and whatever the skill level, we'll fine-tune it and customize it to your needs.
Well, Shane, we really do appreciate you being with us. We are out of time for today's show. How about coming back in the future and talk some more river fishing?
You know it. I'd love to, Luke. It'd be my pleasure.
Thank you. Folks, we are out of time. Remember that you can go to catfishradio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of our hour-long show that we do each week. So remember to tune in this time next week and be safe in the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.